Well, I'd like this evening to share with you a very familiar story we know in the Gospel of John, the raising of Lazarus. And we all of us know this story well, but I want to call this teaching this evening simply this: Do you believe this? Do you believe this? And I'm basing this from verse 26 of John chapter 11 and verse 26, of which it says here, "And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Do you believe this? Do you believe this? And of course, that is a very, very important question that the Lord is raising here, because like all things with regard to our faith has to be worked on, and the Lord is working on their faith here to believe, with Martha in particular, and he raises this question to her. But let us just go back a bit in here so that we can just familiarize ourselves with the story of this. And if we go back to verse 17 of John 11, I just want to read through so that we can lead up into this. Verse 17. So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days, that is Lazarus. Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had joined the woman around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." So at this point, we're reading here where Martha is saying, "If you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Anyway, whatever you ask of God, I know that he will do it." And generally, that is our faith. That is where we are often in the faith. Well, I believe God, I believe the promises of God, and God is well able, all things are possible to them that believe. And we so often quote and say these things, but we find that that actually isn't enough, because Jesus is going to challenge here. He's going to turn this around, which often he does. And so we're taking verse. Now Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." And Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." And Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection of the last day." And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" And this, of course, is what we're calling this teaching tonight. Do you believe this? And she said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world." Now, Martha, as we see here, Martha believed in the power of Jesus. And if Jesus would have been there, he would have healed him. So she obviously believed him. She believed that he had power. She believed that he was a prophet, that he was called of God, separated, anointed. All of that is right, and all of which God builds on our faith, and we all have to start somewhere. But faith, as we know, is like a muscle, and muscles have to be used. And muscles have to develop, and they have to be kept in good order for us to function and be mobile. And so in many ways, our faith is the same. God is going to work with our faith, challenge our faith, speak to our faith. He's always going to take us that step further with regard to our faith. And so she believes in the power of Jesus. She believes that if he had been there, he would have healed her brother. She also believed Jesus had a special relationship with God. We know that because she said, you know, whatever you ask of God, I know he will give you, and so on. So again, she knows he's a man who walks in that special consecration, that relationship with Almighty God. But Martha needed to get closer to God for her faith. And this is what really is being challenged here. If we want a faith that will move mountains, then we have to move closer to God. Because our faith, at the end of the day, is all about a relationship with Almighty God. And we know that we can go as high and as far as we want with God. We know this because of the deeper life, that doorway into the deeper life. So she knew that God, that Jesus had a special relationship with the Lord, but Martha needed to get closer to God. Her faith was out still in the future. And everything she's talking about here is in the future. If you had been here, my brother would not have died. I know that you have a relationship with God and everything. In her mind, it's done, he's dead. So she has a faith believing that is in the future. And many times we have a faith that embraces the future, but as I'm going to show this evening, there needs to be a faith that also embraces the present time, the now. And that is what Jesus is going to work on here. And we see how Jesus worked with her. He was drawing her in, if you like, until her faith became a present possession, as it comes as an inheritance in that sense. And so this is why we're calling this teaching tonight, Do You Believe This? Now, he's not talking about something out in the future. She's already said that she believes, but she's not at the moment believing what he's about to do, and that is to speak to Lazarus to come forth. And that is a faith now. That is a faith that is present. That is a faith that believes today. And this is why we're always encouraging you, brothers and sisters, to have faith for today. We have enough faith for today to believe and to make this day through if the Lord tarries, and to believe for the present now and what our faith will believe and embrace and claim. Too often our faith is still aimed out in the future somewhere. And I believe God wants to change this. He wants to change our thinking. He wants to change our theology so that we are embracing a faith for today, now, this moment. If we are really receiving this teaching, you can receive the faith now, this moment, to receive whatever it is you have need of. And most of us do. And you see, to have that faith, we see what the Lord does here. And so God does exactly the same with us as he's doing here with Martha. Often Jesus has to appear to us for our faith to be quickened. And so he quickens our faith so that our faith believes for the now, the today, this moment. And in his mercy and grace, he often will appear to us to quicken that faith, because obviously Jesus is the object of our faith. He was the Word made flesh. Faith comes by hearing, reading the Word of God. you see. And so he quickens. He appears. This is why our coming together under the anointing and listening to the anointed word of God, the Holy Spirit is ministering the life of God's word to us to bring our faith into the present now. Otherwise, our faith will always just be believing for the future in the Lord's time. The Lord will do it, and so forth. And yes, that has a place. We're all believing. We're all believing to go up in the rapture. We're all believing to make it into the kingdom of God. But there is a faith that believes now for the presence. And so Jesus appears to Martha just like he appears to us, and he quickens our faith, bringing us closer to Almighty God, who, of course, is the author of our faith. Now, why does he do this? It's very, very simple. When we speak about faith, we're not just speaking something theological. We're not speaking about something that's mystic. Our faith, and it can be referred to that way, but there is something far, far bigger and greater about our faith, because we need to look to the object of our faith. And the object of our faith is Jesus. And it had to take Jesus to come on the scene for Lazarus to be raised. Now, they don't know at this point what is going to happen. Jesus already has word of knowledge, if you read the chapter, that he sleeps and then he's dead, he's died, and Jesus tarries for 2 days extra. But he knows what God is going to do. He's in no rush, because God is preparing the scene. But Lazarus doesn't raise from the dead until Jesus appears. Because Jesus does something with their faith. Jesus does something with Martha's faith. He brings the faith into the present now. And that is why it's so important. That is why it's so important that we have the Word of God. Because the Word of God, when we hear this Word, so often quickens our faith to believe. And that's why we can pray. We can pray one for another. Pray for the sick that they may be healed. Cast out those demons. And so on. Because the Word brings the reality of Christ into the situation. So we begin to see that the object of our faith is Jesus. Which brings it into another level. It makes it personal. This relationship that we're to have with God. So often we just based our faith as theological, but our faith is about Jesus. It is a personal relationship with him. He is the object of our faith. And the raising of Lazarus was secondary to Jesus at this point. Now, they're all wailing, they're all in mourning because they've lost someone. And yes, Lazarus was Jesus' friend. Very close he was to Martha and Mary. And yes, that has that place. We've all mourned. We've all lost loved ones and so forth. So we can understand what's going on here. But Jesus has to show what is the object of faith. He has to put Lazarus second that he may become first. If a miracle is going to be done. And indeed this was a miracle. He'd already been dead 4 days, but he's been raised up. He will be raised up from the dead. So this is what God has to do. God has to remove these obstacles. God has to remove hindrances to our faith, because the object of our faith is not Jesus yet. It's still theological. It's still the Word. It's still the promises of God, which are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. And of course, that's how we learn about the promises of God. Of course we do. That's what we're doing tonight. But what I'm trying to expound to you is that the very object of your faith that makes faith alive, meaningful, is Jesus. And so everything else is going to be secondary to Jesus, his presence in the situation. And this is all about our personal walk and relationship with God. This is why we make so much about a relationship, because our relationship means we put Jesus first, which actually, in a sense, puts faith secondary. It puts faith secondary in order for our faith to be the object, which is Jesus. And then our faith will work. There won't be this trying to believe. It will happen. Because all Jesus did was, Lazarus, come forth. That's all he said. And indeed he did, because he knew already his relationship with the Father. He was one with him, you see. And everything stems from that. So the raising of Lazarus was secondary to Jesus at this point. So this personal relationship with the Lord causes faith to become a present possession. And this is why we make so much about our relationship with Jesus, because as you are moving and developing this relationship with Jesus, it causes your faith to become a present possession. Hence, God will say, do you believe this? He's not speaking now about out in the future, what will be, but do you believe this? Do you believe it now? Do you believe in your situation? Do you believe now, because I'm present, I can do this? That's the question. That's what he's saying. Or are you facing doubts and unbelief, like Martha was? Have you come in your situation? Have you come to a crossroads where you're overwhelmed by your circumstances? You feel as though you're going under. You just feel that there's no faith there at all, or whatever it is. Well, just look to Jesus, which of course he's always challenging us to do. Well, if you are in that situation, you become aware of the desperation you are in. And in that situation, you will then find that you stand face to face with Jesus. And that is why so often, brothers and sisters, he brings us to the end of ourselves, the end of fighting, the end of wanting to do our thing, and so on, so that we're standing face to face with Jesus. And when we are in that situation, we're going to hear him say, just as he said to Martha, do you believe this? Because you are now seeing the object to your faith. I am your faith. I am your belief. I am your believing. I am your confession. Everything that faith requires is what he is, if we will let him. That's the whole question of this. And so this is what he's saying here. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? And she said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. So she's confessing that Jesus is God here in flesh. So she believes, all right. Her eyes are being opened. The death of her son, her mourning, has brought her into a deeper realization and revelation of who Jesus is. You are God. Everything is possible with you. You are, I'm standing in your presence. I'm with you. And that's good enough. That was enough for faith. That was enough for faith to be quickened, for Jesus then to speak for Lazarus, come forth. We have to let God be God with regard to our faith. God is sovereign, and he knows how to glorify his name. And we simply just look to him each day, walking in that relationship with him, in communication with him, seeking him, putting him first, and he brings us into that present possession with regard to our faith, and we shall start to see these greater breakthroughs with regard to our faith, and our faith will not always be out in the distance. Well, it will happen and so forth. You see, that doesn't require much faith, does it? And of course, that has a place. We're all moving towards goals. That's the race that we're in. But what sorts out the men from the boys is when we believe now, this moment. And that's a different level. And that is what God wants to bring us to, brothers and sisters. And you can't do it, I can't do it, but as we make ourselves available and we yield over to the Spirit, he's going to work that within us so that we come to a place where my faith isn't going to be for tomorrow or in 2 years' time. My faith is for today, now. And all things are possible to them that believe. And we attain that because we see who is the object to our faith. That is why, in a sense, we put faith secondary to Jesus. We're not really doing that, but we're putting what is first. Because he is faith. The Bible says he's the author and finisher of our faith. So he is faith. Our faith is a gift. So it's a gift in order to believe, but he's going to work and motivate that. He drives that. This is all about his glory. This is about what glorifies the Father. And we still have this idea of how we glorify God with our faith. We do not know how to glorify God with our faith unless he reveals, unless he shows. We don't know. The same as Martha didn't know here. The people didn't know here, but God was setting the scene. And so often we find for our faith to believe, God sets the scene. And he's setting the scene in your life and my life and with this church and so that we can come into a faith that will believe for the now, this moment. Because so often Jesus walked in that realm. And that really, brothers and sisters, what sorts out from the men from the boys. Many can believe what is going to come, or they're believing to make it into the kingdom of heaven, or they believe that Jesus, yes, atoned for my sin on the cross. All of that's vitally important. But we're talking now at a different level. We're talking here about somebody being raised from the dead. This is a miracle. This is bringing us into the realm of the miracles, which the church has got to come back into. And for that to be achieved and done, we have to see who is the goal of our faith, and it is Jesus. So that we're no longer, in a sense, thinking theologically about our faith. Well, I've got to confess this as the word of God says, and believe that when I confess, I receive it in Jesus' name. All of that is what we've learnt. And that's what happens. But all of that is about Jesus, who is our faith. It's about your consecration. It's how you walk with him daily, hourly, momently. It's keeping continually under the blood of Jesus. It's bringing close accounts of anything where if we've sinned or fallen short, we confess. It's walking. It's determined not to let anything break that relationship that you have with him personally. Now, this is another realm. And this is what the Lord is, in a sense, saying here to Martha. And so he challenges Martha. He brings Martha's faith from where, well, he will raise, yes, at the resurrection. He's now working on her faith to believe now, this moment. And on the basis of her believing, he has something to work with because she's now seen the object to her faith. And that is her confession. Yes, Lord, I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world. That was the revelation. That was the intimacy. That was the relationship. That was the verse that was needed in which Lazarus was to be raised. And he's going to do that with you and me, brothers and sisters. And whatever situation you're in, whatever trial, whatever you're believing for, and we all are, he's ultimately going to bring us in an experience to, like verse 27 there, we have a revelation who is the one to our faith, who is faith, and his name is Jesus. This isn't rocket science, brothers and sisters, but let me say again before I close at this point, you cannot work this. You cannot manipulate this. You cannot contrive this. This is the work of God. This is God moving with your life and my life, bringing us to these points in our walk with faith, where God is going to appear to us, where we're going to have a deeper and greater revelation of who Jesus is. Because when you see Jesus, faith is present. Miracles are present. Salvation is present. Fellowship is present. Love is present. Everything that he is, it is present. You don't have to work it up. It is. It is there. I believe that's worth holding on for. I believe that's the goal of this walk, the deeper life. That is the aim of all of this. And in our weakness, he makes us strong. When at times we're at the end of ourselves, that's when Jesus appears. That's when he takes over. Martha was at the end of herself. She's in grief. She's in mourning. And look what's happening here. Right in her weakness, the Lord is appearing to her to show her who is the object to her faith. Do you believe this? That's the question that's being presented to each one of us tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you, Lord, that at times you don't need to speak very long to us when you're making a point, when you are showing us something. And what you are showing us is our Lord and Savior, Jesus. It is that personal relationship, that oneness that we have with you. And you are the object to our faith. Just like the people that were there all around mourning over Lazarus and Martha. But Lord, you brought her into a closer relationship, a closer realization. And Father, I'm sure this woman saw her faith in a completely different light. And that's what you want to do with us, Lord. You are working with our faith. We are growing in the faith. But our faith is Jesus. And Lord, we desire to go deeper with you, to walk closer with you, to have our eyes always looking to you and none other. Father, help us always to be spiritually alert, ready, and anything that would try to hinder or block our relationship, we will be ready to deal with it, because we know the enemy doesn't like this. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we know, Father, that we have all these promises that we read, which are yes and amen in Christ Jesus, but these promises are you. And so, Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you, Father, for speaking to us, speaking life into us. We thank you for your presence. We thank you, Lord, that we turn away and we look to Jesus. I pray, Lord, you'll be with us. You'll bless, preserve, and keep each one of us till we assemble again in fellowship. We ask now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' precious name.